Here's a surprise, folks. For the first time in about 2,000 years, Justin G with the Sport T is in the house. What's up, Jay?
Not much. Baltimore Ravens won the Super Bowl.
Please, don't even. You know what? You messed up. You've been here 5 seconds and you messed up already.
Old news, right?
I don't want to hear about the Baltimore Ravens. Let's just put it like that.
Yeah.
I'll do the Christian thing and say I'm happy for them. That's it. All right. That's all you're gonna get.
That was a pretty entertaining game. You know, right now, if you're a sports fan, February is always the saddest month because you have the Super Bowl usually right at the beginning of February, and then it just there's not much going on. You have NBA regular season; they just had their All-Star game. NHL regular season, college basketball regular season, and that's about it. But
does that Madness thing come up?
March Madness is coming up, yeah, and that's next month. So the college teams are jockeying for position. I watched a pretty good game the other night. Miami Hurricanes, who are usually a football school, are actually the number 2 ranked basketball school in the country right now.
Really?
Yeah, and I was with my friend who is a University of Virginia alum, and so we watched that game, and Virginia almost beat them, but then Miami pulled ahead in the end. But that was pretty good. So you have the college basketball teams all jockeying for position for the March Madness tournament, which will really, kind of really hit the ground running next week. Or next month, rather.
Next month. Next month, yes. All that starts, and then people start getting their tree or whatever you call it.
Yep, the bracket.
The brackets.
Oh, yeah. We'll go into that into some greater depth. The NBA, Miami Heat. I have the best record at 37-14 in the East. If you haven't been following, LeBron James is just getting better and better. I mean, have you?
Yeah, well, he was a baby when he started. I mean, he's a big baby, but he was a baby.
He's right. Yeah, he was drafted out of high school.
How old is he
in 2004.
Now?
Yeah. Now he's 9 years into his career. And he's just taken it to another level, And the big thing this All-Star weekend was Michael Jordan turned 50. And the sports media just couldn't get off of the Michael and LeBron comparisons. And this one's better, that one's better. I mean,
can you really make that kind of a comparison?
No, because LeBron's still in the middle of his career. Mm-hmm. And, Michael Jordan, of course, with the 6 titles and the 6 finals MVPs and all that. LeBron has 1 title, but at that point in his career, Jordan only had 1 title, mm-hmm. too. I do think that LeBron is a superior athlete to Jordan. He's bigger and he's stronger, and he can do more different things with the ball. Jordan was kind of more of a one-dimensional scorer. Jordan was a terrific defender, as is LeBron. And LeBron just has a little more versatility, but Jordan seemed to have a kind of a deeper competitiveness that LeBron shows in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Which I kind of like. I think LeBron looks like he has fun out there. Fun was nothing that Michael Jordan ever had. With Jordan, it was sort of a life or death. I want to, slash your throat and pull your organs out type of mentality. Whereas LeBron looks like he's buddies with the other players. He has fun with the fans. He's engaging. And I think he's done a good job because remember when he left Cleveland and went to the Heat, and he did so by staging a primetime television show make his announcement.
He took a lot of flack for that, didn't he?
He took a lot of flack, but meanwhile, he raised a lot of money for he did that as a benefit for the Boys and Girls Clubs. And if that's the worst thing that he's done, you got guys out there that get arrested and drunk driving and drugs. And, if that's the worst thing he did,
there's
a little
right.
bit of ego.
Yeah, he's
come
doing
on.
All right.
Exactly. He's a great, in my opinion, he's a great sort of ambassador for the game and the league. And the NBA has a few of them right now. Kevin Durant and Oklahoma City certainly carries himself really well, as does Chris Paul with the LA Clippers, who are looking pretty good too. So we have the playoff picture right now. The Knicks are in second position in the East, holding steady. They're 32-19.
How's my Brooklyn Nets doing?
The Nets are in fourth in the East, 33-22. So they'll be a solid playoff team, along with the Pacers. Right now, the Bulls, Hawks, Celtics, and Bucks. The Eastern Conference playoff teams. In the West, the Spurs, every year I say, oh, man, the Spurs are ancient. You know, they have Tim Duncan, who is like 100 years old. Tony Parker is no youngster. And Manu Ginobili, they're big three. And they're 43-12. 43-12, they got the best record in the West.
Young man, there's something to say for age, man.
I think it's the coach. Greg Popovich does a terrific job out there. I mean, no matter who, they're supporting players. It's always like, who is this guy? But they're beating us. So we got the Spurs, the Thunder, the Clippers, the Grizzlies, the Nuggets, the Warriors, the Jazz, and the Rockets are the top eight in the West. Absent from those top eight are the Los Angeles Lakers, who have never quite put it together this season. They're 26-29, and they're 17 games behind first place, but more importantly, 3.5 games behind the Houston Rockets for that final playoff spot.
Well, I ain't feeling all that bad for the Lakers either.
Well, there is.
They lost their owner.
That was just going to say.
God rest his soul.
Dr. Jerry Buss just passed away.
He made a good team, but the Lakers. That's it. I'll leave it alone.
Well, he turned them into Showtime. Locally, we have a.
They don't lose well.
No, that's true.
Yeah, they don't lose well. I don't like that.
But you know, they haven't lost much. If they miss the playoffs, it'll be only the second time in 30 years that they've missed the playoffs. I mean, they were blessed with greatness. They basically went from Magic Johnson to Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal. They've had some great players. And Dwight Howard and Steve Nash just don't seem to be fitting in.
Well, like I said, I won't shed any tears.
Yeah.
What else is happening?
Nice local event. Rashad Barksdale, who's an NFL alumni from Hudson High School.
All right.
Is having his charity event this weekend called Run This Town. It's the third time that they're doing that.
Oh, man. Where's that going to be at?
It's going to be at Hudson High Friday and Saturday. Friday night, we have a celebrity basketball game, which Barksdale is going to play in, along with Dominique Rogers-Cromartie from the Philadelphia Eagles, Steve Breston from the Kansas City Chiefs, and Michael Adams from Arizona Cardinals as well. And then at 8 o'clock on Saturday, there's going to be a 3-on-3 basketball tournament that is open to the public. And if you want to register, go to itsokaytodream.com.
Oh man, I wish I would have. That's some news right there.
DJ raffles, concessions. I mean, he's talking about $3 for kids and $5 for adults. So very affordable.
And what's the name of this?
It's called Run This Town.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right. I got to find out some more about it because we only got a day to tell people about it.
Go to itsokaytodream.com.
Yeah. All right. It's okay to dream.
And, you know, we have an email address here, wgxcsports@gmail.com. And we're looking for people to write in. You know, that goes right to me, and I'd like to hear what you would like to hear.
Yeah.
Whether it's national sports or local sports, and we have some. Basketball playoffs coming up, you know, sort of sectional local basketball, or whether you want to hear about the running scene, or what's happening. So WGXCSports@gmail.com and give me a shout.
And you've been running.
Yes, I have.
So what have you been running in?
Well, lately I've been running in Planet Fitness treadmill. It's a little cold for running outside. But I've been also skiing. I teach ski lessons over at Wyndham, Greene County.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Ooh, la la.
Yeah, this is my first year doing that, and it's really rewarding to help people learn to ski. So I generally teach people that have never, ever been on skis before. So if that's you, come on out to Wyndham.
No, well, that ain't me. I mean, if that's you.
I mean, you, the
you
listener,
out there.
If you want to take a ski lesson,
if you want to
come see Justin G at Ski Wyndham.
All right. Come see Justin G at Ski Wyndham. We do our little ski report from Tom Rowe every Friday.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic year.
Yeah.
It's been great.
Glad
ski weather.
Make up for last year.
A lot of snow, and the snow seems to be falling on the weekends, which has been really nice.
Yeah, and it's going to snow this weekend.
Yeah. Yep. It's been timed really well. When we get those warm days, they're always midweek, and then Saturday, Sunday, when everybody comes up, it's nice and cold and snowy.
Well, that is cool. Now I'm feeling that. That's all right.
Yep.
I'm going to check out this basketball tournament, see if I can get all the details on it for you guys. Give it to you tomorrow. That sounds interesting. It wasn't on our events calendar. We got to get, you know, if something's coming up, especially something like that, and you know about it, call us up. Go to wgxc.org/events. put that event on there so we can know about it, tell everybody. That's interesting.
Absolutely.
So what else
and,
you got?
That's about it.
That's it for Justin yeah. Gene. Are you? Is it too early for you to make a prediction on the basketball?
On the basketball, I can't see anybody beating Miami.
Oh, okay.
I think it's gonna be Miami again.
I'm not gonna hold it to you. I'm not gonna hold you to it.
I mean, usually in the NBA, the best player wins, and LeBron is definitely the best player.
All right, yeah. You heard it. You heard it here first from Justin Gene.